Hello and welcome to this Endo Life. I'm Jessica Duffin. I'm an endo warrior and endo health coach, and this podcast is all about living and thriving with endometriosis. As always, this podcast is here for educational purposes only. Please consult your medical practitioner before making any nutritional changes or bringing in any supplements. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to give a shout out to my lovely sponsors at BU, and I wanted to tell you about their new bath bombs, which are naturally made and contain beautiful essential oils, and their peppermint and eucalyptus essential oils bath bomb is doing so well right now with the endometriosis community. They're getting loads of feedback about it. And, you know, if you love the patches themselves, you're going to love the bath bombs, because essentially it's the patch in a bath bomb. So, you know, if you're on your period or if you're in pain, you could have a bath with some of the bath bombs or one of them. I don't know, you could have multiple if you want. And then get out the bath, maybe rub in some CBD balm and put your patch on top, which is what a lot of people are feeding back that they're doing. So I would love to do that, but I don't have a bath, so I can't. But if you have a bath, then, you know, I think these new bath bombs could be a lovely way to help alleviate some of your pain. So if you'd like to check them out, you can go to BU, which is buonline.co.uk, and you can also order them from anywhere in the world on cultbeauty.co.uk, and they deliver worldwide. Hi everyone. Okay, so today I am taking my IG live series to the podcast, because for the life of me, I cannot get my IG live to not have that strange ticking buzzing sound in the background. So I thought it would be better to answer the questions I've had submitted on here and share clips on Instagram. So today I am answering, what is the number one thing to manage endometriosis? Now, before I dive in, a huge disclaimer here. It's not often just one thing. In fact, it's never just one thing. Endo is a multifaceted disease, and there can be various root causes behind your pain and symptoms, from pelvic floor problems to gut dysbiosis to high levels of inflammation. So it normally takes a layer of approaches tailored to the individual to see success, and that's how I work. So I wouldn't kind of just say this is the number one thing to do unless I was being asked, as I am now. So I do think there's one aspect that pretty much everyone would benefit from when it comes to endo management. So if I had to pick one, my number one endo strategy has to be nutrition. And when I say nutrition, I mean a dietary approach, which is both anti-inflammatory and blood sugar balancing. Whilst every person with endo has different needs and different root causes to be addressed, as a general rule of thumb, nutrition can really help everyone. Now, the caveat here, of course, is if someone has a history of an eating disorder, nutrition is probably not a helpful place to start from, although it could expand their dietary choices. So potentially that would be a very different case that would need an array of practitioners working together to support that person. Now, remember, what is anti-inflammatory for one person may vary to the next, as one may have certain intolerances that the next person doesn't. So nutrition always has to be tailored to the individual. But generally, eating a more nutrient-dense, anti-inflammatory, blood sugar balancing diet is a great tool for calming endo. Here's why. Number one is that it fights oxidation and inflammation. People with endo have higher levels of oxidative stress and inflammatory markers and lower levels of antioxidants. Oxidation is a process that triggers inflammation and contributes to the development of endo. and antioxidants help to stop that oxidation process from happening. Research has shown that when people with endo ate a diet rich in antioxidants, inflammatory markers reduced and antioxidant levels improved. Number two is that it helps lower inflammatory prostaglandins that feed endo growth. Inflammatory prostaglandins are not only involved in the development of endo, but they are one of the key drivers of pain. They are a normal part of our immune system, and they can cause pain, swelling, and heat as part of their inflammatory response. They rise during ovulation and menstruation to trigger the shedding of the uterine lining and the eruption of the egg out of the follicle in our ovary. However, in people with endo, heavy menstrual bleeding, and dysmenorrhea, which just means painful periods, they are found to be too high. These inflammatory prostaglandins are made from omega-6 fatty acids, whereas omega-3 fatty acids help to make anti-inflammatory prostaglandins. We need both in balance to have a healthy inflammatory response, which doesn't cause us excessive inflammation and pain. Anti-inflammatory diets place particular emphasis on a balanced intake of healthy sources of omega-6 and omega-3, which can lower inflammatory prostaglandins to normal levels and raise the anti-inflammatory ones to help counteract pain. In fact, adoption of an anti-inflammatory diet following surgery was found to be just as effective as hormonal treatments for both pain and quality of life with endo. Tell that to your surgeon when they say the only option is hormonal birth control after your surgery. Number three is estrogen balance. When you're eating an anti-inflammatory diet, it focuses on a lot of foods that help to feed the liver what it needs to function properly, such as antioxidants and foods that can help to metabolize estrogen, such as cruciferous vegetables. Additionally, the fiber, polyphenols, probiotics, and prebiotics that are included in an anti-inflammatory diet support a healthy microbiome and daily bowel movements. For estrogen to be balanced, we need to remove it daily when we go to the toilet. To add to that, when the microbiome is imbalanced, it can lead to an excess of an enzyme in our gut called beta-glucuronidase, which recirculates estrogen that should be queued up and ready to leave through bowel movements back into our bloodstream. Both scenarios can lead to an excess of estrogen, and as estrogen is another contributor to endometriosis activity, we want to try and keep estrogen levels healthy. Just a reminder that this episode is sponsored by BU. These natural patches last for 12 hours, so they bring you prolonged relief and can begin working on relaxing your muscles before the pain kicks in, so you're prepared even if your period comes during the middle of the day. Some people even find that wearing them a night before their period can really help soothe the inflammation in the area. To shop, just head to the link in my show notes. The foods that I listed earlier that help to support a happy gut can also in turn calm intestinal inflammation, which means that our gut lining can be healthy and sealed properly, preventing lipopolysaccharides from leaking through into our pelvic cavity, contributing to endo growth and inflammation. So let me back up a little bit. Think about your intestinal lining as a skin of a sausage, and the meat inside is what's inside your gut. If we pricked holes in that skin before the meat was in it, and then we tried to fill that sausage skin with sausage meat, that meat would start seeping out. Our intestinal lining is exactly the same. It is super thin and can start to form gaps when damaged from inflammation, food intolerances, infections, etc. When these gaps form, it allows bacteria, toxins known as lipopolysaccharides, and food particles to enter the bloodstream on the other side. This triggers an immune reaction, which when repeated every time we eat, can lead to full body inflammation and local inflammation in the pelvic area and abdominal area. Cue endo pain. But one of the key issues with leaky gut is that it allows for lipopolysaccharides to escape into the pelvic cavity. Lipopolysaccharides, otherwise known as LPS, are types of toxins released from gram-negative bacteria. We all have some gram-negative bacteria in our gut, but people with endo may have more due to microbiome dysbiosis that we have. And this is based on what we know from the research so far. LPS are now being shown as one of the key contributors to endo development and progression, while leaky gut is one of the key causes of LPS translocation, meaning movement from the gut to other parts of the body. So, leaky gut is one of the key causes of LPS being found outside of the gut and in areas such as the pelvic cavity. So we really want to keep the gut microbiome happy and balanced and that intestinal lining healthy to help keep endo calm. Now, a caveat here is that people with certain gut problems like SIBO or really bad case of gut dysbiosis may not be able to eat all that lovely fiber and prebiotics and probiotics at first because they can actually worsen symptoms, leading to more inflammation. So for these people, an anti-inflammatory diet for them will look a little bit different at first whilst their guts heal. That's why it's important to work with a practitioner or take a group course, or at the least, follow a book written by a specialist in these areas, because it does take a different approach when you're dealing with these more complicated gut problems. An anti-inflammatory diet can also boost progesterone production. An anti-inflammatory diet is full of healthy fats, proteins, and nutrients that are essential for supporting healthy ovulation and progesterone production. Normal levels of progesterone are really important to help counteract the effects of estrogen on endo. Estrogen is a proliferative hormone, meaning it helps cells to divide and multiply. Bit of a problem when it comes to endo. Progesterone puts a dampener on estrogen and gets it to slow the hell down. Now, some of our endo cells are resistant to progesterone, which allows them to keep growing away. But more recent research shows that not all of them are. So keeping progesterone levels healthy can help to keep endo activity at least somewhat at bay. Additionally, if progesterone is too low, then that can set the stage for estrogen dominance, which can really worsen endo symptoms and also lead to other unpleasant symptoms like PMS, painful breasts, and mood swings. Okay, so now let's talk about the blood sugar balancing aspect of nutrition. One of the first benefits is that blood sugar balance can really help fight chronic fatigue. When we experience blood sugar swings throughout the day, it can result in huge energy dips, especially after meals or mid-morning and mid-afternoon. But over time, it can create continuous low energy levels due to something called insulin resistance. Insulin resistance occurs when we've experienced too many blood sugar spikes and our cells have become resistant and will no longer take in glucose from food, meaning we're starved of energy despite having high blood sugar levels. And this can create ongoing fatigue. Balancing your blood sugar levels also helps to regulate your cortisol levels. Cortisol is not just our stress hormone, but it's also our waking hormone. It rises in the morning, peaks about an hour after waking, and then gradually drops until, by the evening, it's low so that melatonin can rise and we can sleep. However, people with endo have been shown to have HPA axis dysregulation, specifically low cortisol levels. The HPA axis is a system that regulates your stress response and your sleep-wake cycle. And when it's struggling, we can end up with cortisol problems. One of the ways to start building healthy cortisol levels is to regulate your stress response. Because the more taxed the HPA axis system is, the harder it will be for you to have normal waking cortisol levels. Blood sugar highs and lows will stress the body and will further contribute to HPA axis dysregulation. So balancing blood sugar levels is a key approach for recovering from this. Additionally, when your body is stressed from problems like insulin resistance or continual blood sugar swings, it can actually cause hormonal problems like low progesterone, estrogen excess, and elevated testosterone. And we've already explored what these imbalances can do earlier in this episode. Next up is oxidation. Regulating blood sugar can also significantly improve levels of oxidation in the body. Blood sugar spikes create something called advanced end glycation molecules. These molecules trigger the oxidation process, which, as we know, contributes to endo development. However, oxidation can also trigger an inflammatory cascade that leads to higher levels of those sneaky prostaglandins. This inflammatory process can happen relatively quickly with a blood sugar spike, which can result in an increase in pain. Because remember, inflammatory prostaglandins create pain, swelling, inflammation, heat, etc. So balancing blood sugar can really help towards controlling pain levels. So that brings me to an end on why I would pick anti-inflammatory blood sugar balance and nutrition as my number one strategy for endo. As you can see, the simple act of eating well can cover an entire range of root causes that can influence endo. And whilst I do focus on all of these components further and individually, in my protocols with clients, So, for example, I work specifically on gut health, HPA axis, the liver, etc. Really, the foundation of working on all of these is nutrition. So nutrition is a great start. I really hope this episode has been helpful. Remember, if you want to learn my exact protocol for endohealing, I'm holding my signature masterclass, Creating a Roadmap for Endohealing, next week on Tuesday the 2nd and Thursday the 4th, and it is free, guys. Also, don't worry if you can't attend live, just sign up and I will send you the recording the very next day. To sign up, head to the link in my show notes, which you can find on your phone if you go to your podcast app and have a little look there, or go to www.theendobellycoach.com/free-endo-healing-workshop-2024. Okay, I will see you all next week. So if you found this episode helpful and you want to learn more about living well with endo or you'd like some further help, I wanted to remind you of the resources I have available to you and how you can work with me if you'd like to. So I obviously have hundreds of these episodes for you to binge on. And I do have two free columns, so one on Endometriosis Net and one on Endometriosis News, and there are countless articles on there to help you thrive. You can also sign up to my newsletter for tips and updates. I have a digital cookbook and nutrition guide, This Endo Life, It Starts With Breakfast, which you can download for just $9.99. And if you want to go that step further, I have short and budget-friendly masterclasses in nutrition, surgery prep and recovery, and natural pain relief. I also have a DIY course, Live and Thrive with Endo, The Foundations, which you can sign up to at any time at a really affordable price point and you have lifetime access to. So you can go at your own pace and literally look back at it years down the line. This four-module course will provide you with the most effective yet easy to digest tools and strategies to reduce your pain, fatigue, endo belly, brain fog, and hormonal symptoms and allow you to live your life again. Each lesson includes the core foundational needle movers that I have seen work for my clients time and time and time again. You get all the essential information that you need to be endo without the overwhelm. Finally, you can apply to work with me one-to-one. This is my most advanced and personalized offer, so I only take a handful of clients. To find out the details and the application process, head to my coaching page. The links to all of these resources and ways to work with me are in the show notes. And finally, to help others find this podcast and reach as many people with endo as possible, please leave a review and please share with your friends and family and subscribe.